Hello, welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, September 27th, 2010. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you on the show pre-recorded live in Anaheim, California earlier. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Discovering Your Sweet Spot on the Scale, with my guest, Amber O'Neill, Healthy Lifestyle Expert. Today's episode is made possible by the Ideal Client Action Guide, the business tool that helps you discover exactly the right client who needs, wants, and is desperately looking for your service or product. Learn more at www.idealclientactionguide.com. I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us today. I'd also like to thank those of you who listen to the show afterwards because I value your time as well. Since the show today is pre-recorded, you won't be able to ask questions live as usual or to add comments during this episode, but I encourage you to leave your feedback on my show page at www.blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Let other people know about it, and you can do that over on Twitter. You can visit me and follow me on Facebook, and most important, you can add yourself as a friend of my show right on the show page. Again, I am Flora Brown, author, coach, and inspirational speaker. I invite you to visit my website, ColorYourLifeHappy.com, where you can sign up for life coaching if you are ready to make that Y-O-U, turn in your life. I am now booking personal appearances also for 2011. So if you want me to appear in person to motivate, train, or inspire your group, your staff, or some event, please submit a request on my website at the tab at the top of the homepage that says Book Flora. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, and career, all of which contribute to lasting happiness. In a few moments, we will begin today's episode. But I'd like to remind you again that this episode is made possible by the Ideal Client Action Guide, the business tool that helps you discover exactly the right client who needs, wants, and is desperately looking for your service or product. Learn more at www.idealclientactionguide.com. Hello there, and welcome to my episode today, Discover Your Sweet Spot on the Scale with my guest, Amber O'Neill. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. I'm so glad that you were able to join us today. We're going to get started in just a moment, but first I want to tell the listeners a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Sure, thank you.
Okay. As a multifaceted healthy lifestyle expert, Amber O'Neill has made it her mission to show women that they can look and feel good without restrictive diets, grueling workout routines, and other punishing weight management tactics. Having struggled with her own weight in the past, she's seen firsthand how mindful, intuitive approaches to eating, moving, and living can make an enormous difference. She rejects the typical techniques, which focus on thinness rather than health and happiness. Her approach is simple. No dieting, no unrealistic fitness goals, and no guilt. Just authentic choices and lasting results. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the show, Amber O'Neill.
Thank you so much.
I am so delighted to hear that you focus on simple techniques because I think that's what most of us are looking for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If it's too hard, it's too difficult, it's, you know, none of us are going to be able to stick to it. We're all busy. Yeah.
Now, your background is in mainstream fitness and nutrition,
yet you've adopted a philosophy that goes against much of what we hear about dieting and weight loss. So tell us, what led you down that path?
Well, I have, I own a fitness and nutrition business in Atlanta, traditional fitness and nutrition business. My background, I'm a personal trainer, a nutrition expert, and we had all these clients coming in, and over the years, you know, hundreds of clients and people looking to lose weight, and I know they're working out hard. They're working with us. I'm seeing them sweat. Their trainers are telling me they're pushing them. They're working with our dietitians, and they have this great meal plan that's telling them exactly what to eat and when to eat it. And yet some of them still weren't reaching their goals. They weren't losing the weight that they had, you know, intended to lose and things, what they wanted in order to be happy. And I was just very frustrated. I mean, I was thinking they're doing everything right, the hard workouts, the strict diets, and it's not getting them anywhere. And with that, I started looking into it and studying, asking other experts in the industry, and reading. I mean, I was just reading, getting my hands on every research study, every book I could. And, you know, after working on this for over 18 months, I would say I studied this, nearly 18 months. And I started realizing that, you know, this doesn't work for everyone. The traditional, you know, sweat till you drop and, you know, diet. And for many people, women in particular, they need a much more gentle, more feminine approach to weight loss and something that honors their bodies and honors what their bodies are telling them rather than working against everything that comes naturally.
Right. And one of the things that happens to many people, and I'm no exception, I'm sure you can relate to this, is as soon as you encounter a program that starts telling you you can't have this and you can't have that, the programs that cut out certain foods or whole groups of foods, even if you weren't that crazy about that food before, something happens in your mind.
Oh, my goodness. It's all you think about.
That's all you can think about.
Oh, yes. It reminds me of being a teenager. You know, you might not even like that boy that much, but as soon as your parents tell you you can't date him, he becomes the most alluring, gorgeous, smart, wonderful boy in the whole class.
That's true.
Yeah, that definitely happens. And when you can take away that the kind of trick of the forbidden fruit, and you're free to eat what you want when your body tells you you want it, you realize that, hey, you know, that triple fudge brownie with walnuts, which is my weakness, isn't all that alluring anymore because I have permission to eat it at any time.
Right. And that sounds like the key to what you've discovered is giving yourself permission to eat what you want so that it's not something you start to obsess about and start to want, you know, unnaturally.
Oh, you got it. That's the basis for all of this, and that's what we kind of refer to as intuitive eating.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm impressed that you spent 18 months studying this because it tells me that you were on a serious mission to find the answer. So part of this must be related to your personal story. So could you tell us a little bit more about your own weight loss journey?
Oh, absolutely. So I was the big girl growing up. I was chubby or big or fat or whoever, just depending on who was describing it. And it was very, very difficult. And I tried lots of different dieting techniques and things. I didn't really know much, but things I saw on TV and read about in magazines, I tried it all. Mm-hmm. And so there were times where I would lose weight, but inevitably it would always come back. It was never lasting. And for me, I even lost weight on diets, traditional diets and crazy exercise routines, but still it always came back. And it wasn't until I really kind of gave in to this and said, you know, this isn't working. It's not working for me. Maybe it works for other people. It's not working for me. And I started thinking, I really want to find another route. I want to find another path, something that's going to lead to lasting weight loss. And so, again, studied and talked to people and took classes and realized that for me what worked was listening to my body. So if my body was craving something, I gave into that craving. And if I wanted a brownie, I had a brownie. Because what I had been doing is no brownies. And when I fell, which I inevitably always did, I would eat the whole pan.
That's right.
So I got rid of that all or nothing thinking and got rid of labeling foods as good foods and bad foods. And instead I just said it's just food. It's all energy, and it depends on how much energy I need and when I need that energy and where I want to get that energy from. And when I did that and made that change, I was able to lose weight and lose weight permanently. And I've kept my weight, maintained my weight for 10 years now. I had a baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. I recently had a baby and got right back into that intuitive eating. No dieting, just intuitive eating, listening to my body. And my body was telling me I needed more calories than normal. I nurse her and I need to eat. And,
yes.
You know, the weight has still, it's gone back, it's gone off, and I'm back to my normal weight, to my sweet spot on the scale.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You said a couple of things that rang a bell with me. One of them was when you talked about being chubby growing up. Part of the problem with so many of us growing up, especially, like in my case, my mother was from the South, the children were encouraged to be chubby. They thought you were sick.
Oh, yeah, healthy.
And you didn't eat. And so they really encouraged unhealthy eating in many respects because I can remember being forced to finish all the food on my plate whether I wanted to or not, and you just felt stuffed. So being chubby was, in some cases, what they were going for because to them it meant healthy. And then the other thing you mentioned was this all-or-nothing approach. And I think that when we wake up one day and finally decide, oh, this is it, I'm doing something, many times we swing one way or the other. We just swing too far on the exercise or too far on the restrictive diet. And that's not good either.
No, it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable.
And it's dangerous.
Right,
it's dangerous to eliminate certain things because you're eliminating nutrients and things you need for your body. And then the other thing you said, the labeling. When we start labeling food as good or bad, then again, we're setting in motion something in our heads that just works against us. It works against us in our eating.
Yeah,
now,
it really does come down to the way you think. I mean, you touched on it right there. It's really, there's no special trick to losing weight. There's nothing you can really buy or purchase that's going to help. It's really about the way you think and altering the way you think to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a weight loss coaching program that you call Discover Your Sweet Spot. I love that name. And you reference this term frequently when you speak to audiences and during your monthly teleseminars. So explain to us, what exactly is the sweet spot?
Well, okay, your sweet spot is the place on the scale that makes you smile rather than cringe. So it's a weight that's healthy for you and easy to maintain, and that's key. So if you are struggling, you've been trying to be a size 6 your whole life, trying to get down to that ideal, and you hit it one day and couldn't maintain it without crazy exercise tactics and starving yourself, then you know what? That's not your sweet spot. So it's different for every person. There's no height-weight chart that can tell you where it is. It's very individual. It's also known as your set weight or your freedom point, and some people even refer to it as your happy weight. So that is your sweet spot on the scale.
I like that, your freedom point. And I also like the fact that you said that weight that makes you smile rather than cringe, because part of the problem with those charts, those height-weight charts, I have no idea who they used to create those charts. But they certainly weren't people like me.
No, not like me either. Now do you see why I was huddled up for 18 months trying to figure this whole thing out? I was thinking, man, this is setting me up for failure before I even started.
So I'm glad that you have started your monthly seminars. Would you take a moment to tell us about the monthly seminars or teleseminars and give us the website where people can go and sign up for them? Let's do that.
Sure, definitely. So once a month I offer teleseminars and free and paid teleseminars on our website, www.amberoneal.com, and it's AmberOneal.com. And every month the topic is something that can really help people, but women specifically, lose weight without suffering through punishing exercise and restrictive diets. So the last one we did last month was 7 Eating Traps Every Woman Should Avoid. We've also done things like The Eating Path to Lasting Weight Loss. So they're all useful tips and a great, inexpensive, and free way to learn self-care and how to listen to your body and lose weight while doing it.
That's wonderful. That certainly ties in with being happy, because happiness is about self-care and taking care of your health and your mental condition, your environment. All of that is part of that self-care, and I am so delighted that you're offering those teleseminars. So I'm encouraging the listeners to go over to www.amberoneal.com to take a look at your upcoming teleseminars. I love the topics that you give, because it sounds like they're right on target of what we need to hear and what we need to know about.
Oh, definitely.
Now, you're known for giving away loads of insightful information, and I have been fortunate to be the recipient of some of that. And there's a free download on your website that I want you to talk a bit about that is so cool. 10 myths about weight loss and food you'll be glad to hear. And I know there are 10 of them, so we can't go through all of them here, because we want the listeners to download and read the whole list. But would you talk about a couple of the more pervasive myths that we all seem to believe?
Sure, I would love to. One of the ones that I just think is crucial for everyone to hear is that this is the myth. Exercise has to be really hard to be effective. Hmm. And, you know, I say, who told us that, and why do we think that? So if the latest exercise craze makes you miserable, I tell my clients, don't do it. If the thought of going for a run or taking some hardcore aerobics class makes your stomach turn, don't go.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you'd rather die than use your dusty old gym membership, just cancel it and vow to never enter another gym again, ever. If you think your workout is too hard, you're actually less likely to lose weight. And I tell people all the time, I try to ground everything. I have a lot of opinions, but I try to ground the information I share with people in research, so that they don't have to just take it from me. There
right,
was
a
research study at the University of Vermont that said when you have a negative experience with exercise, you're less apt to do it. So the best form of physical activity is the one that you'll actually do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find something that's forgiving, more forgiving, something that you actually enjoy, whether it's walking, swimming, dancing, or if you just want to jump for joy, just do something, anything to move. And a little bit really does go a long way. So that is one of the ones that I love sharing with the audiences. And the other one is that my life will be better after I lose weight. So thinking that it, whatever it may be, will come when you're thinner, whether it's, you know, a husband, a better job, more friends, more money, is a very dangerous road to travel. So what we always hear, we've heard this saying, and it rings true here, be, do, and then you will have. So be a healthier person. Do the things a healthier person does, and soon you will have a healthier life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need to wait in expectation of some vast makeover before you start pursuing your dreams and saying yes to life. So, you know, I have said this a lot of times, and it always makes people chuckle, but it's true. Skinny people have problems, too. And I always tell people, just look at Hollywood for proof. There's no certain size or weight or look that is going to solve all of life's problems. And waiting to pursue your dreams and to be happy until you hit a certain weight or you can fit into a certain pair of pants, you're just short-changing yourself. And you're cutting out a lot of the potential happiness that you could have in your life.
That is so true. I'm so glad you mentioned the be, do, and have thing, because it is absolutely true. And I can remember so many times throughout the years when I wanted to do certain things, and I at first would think, well, I wish I had this and that before I did, and I said, oh, that's crazy. Let's go ahead and do whatever. I mean, and I, as a child, I think my mother had that feeling when it came to things like having people over to the house. You know, the house is too small, or, you know, it's not quite what she wanted to have, blah, blah, blah. But if we wait until things are perfect, like you said, look to Hollywood and any other people that are held up in the news, And you'll see that having the house, the car, the weight, the clothes, whatever, is not the answer either.
Yep,
and
that's exactly, you're so right. It's you're exactly right. And it's time, you know, I always say today is the day that you should start. For me, it was travel. That's what I was holding. I love to travel. I want to see the world. Heck, I want to see even this country, you know, there are places in the country. I love traveling. It's good for my spirit. But
yes.
I didn't want to travel because I would say, well, when I lose this weight, I'm going to go on this trip. And that was supposed to be a reward. But I could never maintain that weight long enough to book my flight. So, you know, I said, you know what? Today I'm going to travel. Today I'm going to go to Paris. And today I'm going to go to the beach. And I'm going to put that swimsuit on. I'm not going to be all covered up. And you know what? When I got to the beach, I was thinking, well, shoot, they're not covered up. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, why have I been living in this jail, this self-imposed jail? So, just today's the day.
I am so happy you said that. And I'm especially glad that you do work with women because I think women suffer from this whole problem more than men because when you mentioned going to the beach and just putting on your suit no matter what size you are, I noticed that men do not care what size they are. They go ahead and waddle down the beach just happily, and we are the ones who seem to worry so much about our weight as women, and I don't think the average man, I'm sure there are exceptions, I don't think they get concerned as much as we do about that appearance.
Nope, they sure do not. And so part of that is, you know, kind of how things have been set up in society, but I never let myself, you know, rest on that. Well, that's the way society is. Well, you know what? We're part of society, and we can change that. And so it's particularly important for women because women really do tie their self-esteem, their body, their self-esteem and their happiness to their body image. And it's not necessarily your size, it's how you feel about your size. And, again, it goes back to the way you think. And I found that if you are moving in a way that feels good to your body, so you're getting some physical activity, and you're listening to your body and feeding it and fueling it so that you have the energy to enjoy life, those two things right there lead to happiness to, no matter what size you are. But you can be, again, you could be very, very skinny and very, very thin. But if you're punishing your body and suffering in order to get there, that happiness is still not going to come.
It still eludes you.
Yes,
that's so true. I want to urge the listeners to be sure and go to your website and get this download because it is one of the best things I've read about weight loss and food and so forth, these myths. So I really urge all of you to dash over there and get a hold of this. Now, how does becoming aware of all these myths, I mean, once they go through the myths, how does this help women find happiness? We've talked about it a little bit already. Could you expand on that a little more?
Yeah, definitely. Once you know, it's almost like deprogramming, and that's what I feel like. I feel like I'm a deprogrammer. And before you can start to change your thinking and move into your sweet spot on the scale and being happy with yourself, you have to get rid of what some experts call the diet police. And those are these little voices in your head. Some of us, it's in the back of our head. Some of us, they have a front row seat. And the diet police are always telling us what you shouldn't be doing, what you should be doing. You can't do it like that. You must do it like this. And so by going through and understanding what are the things that you have programmed in your head, the things that your diet police are telling you, understanding facts versus fiction, and getting rid of those things that are actually just myths that have been programmed in us over time from lots of different sources, you can clear yourself, get a clean slate, and start rebuilding with healthy habits and things that are uplifting and things that make you feel good. So no lasting weight loss will ever come from punishment or from guilt. It will never last. But when you can feel good about yourself and be in tune with your body, and you have all the answers inside of you. The answers are all free. You're just listening to yourself and listening to your body. And that is how you will find true happiness and lasting weight loss where you can be comfortable. You'll find your sweet spot on the scale, and you'll be able to maintain it. You'll be happy. You'll feel good about yourself. But you've got to get rid of those myths out of your head first.
That's wonderful. I love the phrase you use, the diet police. And when I talk about happiness, I call that voice the inner critic, but it's the same thing. Both of
it
them.
It is the same thing.
And the thing about the inner critic is so well established in our heads that I wonder if it'll ever go away. So what I tell people, you will have to control and silence the inner critic. Put them. I call my inner critic Susie. And every time she rises up to start telling me, to try to discourage me, I tell her to go in the corner and sit down. And
yes.
Just put her out of commission, because that voice, that inner, you know, maybe our parents' voices, society, whatever we've built up, it may not go away permanently, but we certainly have to take control of it and send it running each time it tries to derail us, because that's all it's going to do is derail us.
You're right. I think that is very true. And I'll say that I still have the diet police still talk to me.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, here I am. I'm an expert. And so the key is not to expect that it's going to go away, like you said, but to recognize it, to recognize it, and to silence it. So
exactly.
I say, diet police, get out of here. You are a mirage.
Get out of here.
I say, get out of here. I know, I've listened to you before. It didn't work. I tried it your way. And so I think that's very right. It's really about recognizing what it is, but when you hear those voices, when you have that urge, sometimes it's not, you know, I'm not trying to tell everyone you hear voices, but you have those urges and you think about things, and when you feel that way, if you can just say, nope, I recognize this for what it is, and I'm staying steadfast on my path.
That's wonderful. What are the other results of finding your sweet spot on the scale?
Well, aside from happiness, what you're going to end up with is health. You'll be a healthy person. You know, to be very technical, you know, lowering the cholesterol, lowering the high blood pressure, and these precursors to physical problems and health issues. It's very important. You'll find balance, and that you won't be spending so much time thinking about what you're eating and why you're eating and feeling horrible about it. It'll be balanced because you'll have more thought power and space in your mind to pursue life's passions. And then you'll find peace. Okay, so you won't be so conflicted and beating yourself up and berating yourself and feeling embarrassed about the way you look. You'll feel peaceful inside. And finally, you'll find confidence. And that confidence is going to allow you to open up and pursue the things in life that you thought you've been telling yourself you just can't do. You'll have the confidence to conquer it all. So happiness, health, balance, peace, and confidence. Those are the things that you will achieve when you find the sweet spot on the scale.
And those are the things that we're all after.
Absolutely.
Those are exactly the things that we're all after. So how wonderful it is to know that finding that sweet spot on the scale is going to facilitate reaching those things. Now, we've talked about the sweet spot a lot. What is the first step to finding the sweet spot? I know you offer counseling, coaching rather, and you have your teleseminars, but is there something that's the first step that we need to know about to finding our own sweet spot?
Yes, definitely. Before you even pick up the phone to have a coaching session or read anything, the very first step to find your sweet spot is to make a decision that you're not going to do things to harm your body any longer, and your body being your physical body and your mind. So you have to make that decision, because if you haven't decided that, none of the other things that follow, none of the things I can help you with or anyone else can tell you about will work. Because you're still going to be stuck in the past. So the very first step to finding the sweet spot is deciding that you're only going to do things that honor your body.
I love that. Because one of the things that I was thinking about as you were talking is when someone calls you or call me to coach them, unless that person has really made a decision to move forward and to make changes in their lives, and in your case specifically, you're talking about deciding they're no longer going to harm their bodies, and in my case, deciding that now you're ready to honor your own life and make good choices for yourself. Until you reach that point, you really aren't ready for coaching or for any program. That's why at the beginning of the year, I guess, fitness centers make a lot of money, people rushing in there, but they drop off before they even hit February.
Absolutely.
Because they haven't made a commitment yet.
Nope, they weren't ready. They weren't ready. And so it's, you know, a lot of times people say the system failed. Well, the system will always fail unless you're ready. And so that's what it's all about. And that's why I say that's the first step. That's, you know, people don't often think about that. And I'll say, did you make up your mind that this is what, you know, have you made this commitment? To honor yourself first.
Yes. Now, how can clients go about working with you as a coach? I know they can sign up for your monthly teleseminars on your website. What about your coaching? How do you work with people?
I have two forms of coaching, a small group coaching that meets via teleseminar as well, telephone, live telephone calls, and I also have private one-on-one coaching. And so both are described in fairly good detail on my website with the pros and cons for each. So it kind of depends on how someone best learns. And, you know, as always, I always tell people that I'll warn you up front that my approach is not, you know, not mainstream. And I always think that clients ultimately will thank me for that. So I don't promise rapid weight loss or ripped up abs in 30 days.
No way.
Sorry.
I was about to sign up.
That's my, like, warning. So, yeah, I'm not into counting. Not into counting calories, not into counting carbs or anything like that. So this is new. It's different. It's unique. I think it's going to become the mainstream. I'll let you in on it. Yeah, I think this is going to be the mainstream in the years to come. So that's the best way to work with me.
Well, I love it because the only thing that's going to work in the long term, as you mentioned earlier, is going to be the thing that works with our bodies, our minds, and that's easy and feels good. Anything else is just going to be destined for failure at some point, and or failure also in the sense of punishing ourselves. Like you say, you can perhaps get to that skinny level you want to be, but if you're miserable in that because you're not eating what you want, then that's no
good
either.
What's the point, right?
That's no good either.
Right.
That's no good either. Well, I am so delighted to have had this opportunity to get to know you better through this interview, and I know that my listeners have benefited from what you've shared. I want to urge everyone, because all of us are in this same vein of wanting to have more happiness and more confidence and all these things, I urge you to go over to Amber's website, www.amber, A-M-B-E-R, O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L, no breaks in there, .com, to learn about her coaching programs. And also, you want to definitely get on board with the monthly teleseminars, and by all means, download that 10 myths about weight loss and food you'll be glad to hear. I know I was glad to hear them because I'm presently working on a new weight loss goal and healthy living goal. So I'm so glad to have you. Do you have any closing words for us today before we end this interview?
I just want to thank you for having me on the show today, and I just want to encourage everyone to not wait any longer, but to make today the day.
Thank you so very much. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and invite you to join me again next Monday. Let me remind you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, to learn about my book, my speaking, coaching, and other activities I have over there for you. I'm Flora Brown, your host of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. Thank you.
Color Your Life Happy.